Well, good evening, everyone. This is Sandy Williams, and I want to welcome you to A Wealth of Women broadcast. You know that we are just completely intentional in our focus to share with you spiritually, mentally, professionally, emotionally, and every other kind of way, strategies, tips, and resources for you women over 50 to become all that God has called you to be. So, as always, we're excited about that. This is our second broadcast in 2016, and we are off to a super start. And, you know, many of you have called me or emailed me over the last weeks and actually the last 4 or 5 months. And you always talk about books. You want to write a book. How do I write a book? What do I need to write a book? And I thought it was no better time to talk about this topic than early in the year. So that you can get started. But also, it's even better to have someone in the studio that knows how to do it, right? Because that is not my gift. I've written a couple, one or two books, but guess what? They write in my closet or somewhere, even though I have one coming up that hopefully won't be in my closet. You know, I am not the expert on that, and I always defer to people who really have gone through the task from A to D. So today, I'm honored and privileged to have a good friend, a colleague, a sister in the Lord in the studio here to help you, help us, understand the subject of book writing. And also share some important thoughts on the topic. Shael Rory, not only is she a dynamic woman of God and just the humblest, sweetest spirit I can possibly imagine, or you could possibly imagine, Shael works a full-time job, but guess what she does? She gets her passion done, whether it's early in the morning or late at night. Right. Guess what? She gets the job done. So, Shael, welcome to A Wealth of Women broadcast.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to come. I'm so excited to be here, to be able to share what it is that you wanted me to share. And I just wanted to say that when I connected with you maybe about 2 years ago for The Wealth of Women, this was one of the things that we talked about, was writing a book. And at that time, I had not had my book published, but I thank God that since then, I have a couple of them published now.
Wow, you hear not one, a couple of books published, right? A couple of books published. So, I mean, that's just outstanding in itself. So, Shael, just tell us, like, what was your motivation behind writing your books?
You know, and it's funny because I did not really have a motivation at first. I've always been writing. I've always written since I was in high school. Loved to write poetry and stuff like that. But I started writing a book in 2001. The Lord gave me a vision for a book. I had no idea what to do with this book. Mm. He just gave me the title and the chapters. Mm. Mm. And I didn't know what to do with them, so I just put them aside. And through the years, he began to speak to me about it, and I would just put the information down. And it took me a few years to write that book. And I came to realize that he wanted me to live it first.
Wow, that is so powerful.
I had to live everything that I wrote about, and it was called Trial by Fire, The Making of a Vessel. Mm. So he was making me and molding me through the years to finish that book. So I didn't have, I had no idea that it would be published or anything. I just knew that I had to write it. In 2012, after my husband passed, I started getting the urgency to finish writing the book, and I did. And I published it in March of 2015.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Nice. Wow. I mean, it's so interesting. You know, we've talked over the months, Shael, on this radio station about how, you know, things don't just come up out of your spirit in a whim. I mean, usually it's something that God has put in your heart for a little while, and you keep nurturing it, and you keeps gnawing at you to the right time seems to pop up to get it done. Now, not always we do it when we're supposed to do it now, but still, it's something that's always been there. It just doesn't pop out like a popcorn pops out of a bag.
You know, what's funny is that what I've come to realize as I've gotten older is that things come out of our prayer life. Mm. You know, we always pray, you know, God, what's your will for my life? What do you want me to do, God? And this and that. And so we have to get in a place where we can hear exactly what he wants us to do. And so that's why things just come up out of our spirit like that, because he is telling us, this is what I want you to do.
Wow. Great. So talk a little bit about your thoughts and your concerns, challenges during the actual writing process. And if you wouldn't mind sharing with us some tips to the listeners on what they can do to prepare to start writing their book or just to kind of get in the flow of that writing process.
Now, when I finished the book, like I said, I didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So I started, looking for information. I had gotten some training on what to do, but that training had led me to do everything by myself. It introduced me into the world of self-publishing.
Mm. Interesting.
Because I when I wanted to get the book published, traditionally it was so expensive that I couldn't do it. So I was introduced to the world of self-publishing, and when I did that, it took me on a journey of learning how to do all of the intricate parts of writing a book and having it published.
Wow, amazing, amazing. So it was really a learning process. Mm-hmm. I mean, so you actually learn by doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's an important note. So I'm hoping that you're out there taking copious notes. That way you can read them when you finish. So you can go back and say, okay, maybe these are some of the things that I know someone who's successfully written a book, they do, so let me try to do the same thing. And that's also interesting because actually I wrote my first book with a colleague of mine about 7 years ago, and my ebooks were not even in anyone's mind, I think 7 or 8 years ago. So we call ourselves writing the book and self-publishing it, and let me tell you something, it was a trial by fire for sure.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you. And so we basically sold books at events and out in the backseat of our car and things mm-hmm. like that. And you know what? The truth of the matter is, it just was too much. We just exerted far too much energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that in order to, it seems to me, and I don't know, but it seems to me when you're writing a book and you're trying to market it, you really need to know how to access a huge audience to get the book moving and sold. So what forms of marketing, Shael, would you recommend? And also, my second part of that question is, what are your thoughts on ebooks right now?
I love ebooks.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. that's how I'm able to write more than one book. My goal for 2016 is to write 30 books.
Oh, wow.
And that's possible through ebooks. Ebooks are smaller versions of books, but you know, they can be so good that it gets the information out to people.
Mm-hmm.
And they've become easier to market, and one of the biggest platforms to market ebooks is Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon has become the biggest publishing company, if you really look at it,
mm-hmm.
because everybody is publishing their books on Amazon. And Amazon, it doesn't cost you any money to publish your book on there.
Wow.
And yet you can publish your book on Amazon and make money from it.
Okay.
And so the books don't have to be that long. Some are long, some are not. People, because of the Kindle devices that people can download on their Kindles, on their phones, and all of that stuff,
mm-hmm.
they don't want to read a whole lot.
Hmm.
So, you know, the smaller books are what are selling more.
Interesting. And how many pages typically are ebooks? Is there like a range for the average ebook?
The average ebook would be about 25 pages.
Okay, so that's doable. So is it
that's
25
doable.
Like double space pages, or and the book, so you don't have as many? It's not like an 8x11, is it? Is it like a regular 8x11 sheet, like a regular print sheet like this?
No, when it prints out, it'll print out like this.
It'll print out a regular mm-hmm. 8x11. Okay,
right.
So it's like
but,
25
but on
pages.
The, on the technology, it's not. But when you do it this way, it's you know, in the like a Word format. You can format it in Word. It's just that simple. You can format it in Word, Microsoft Word, and then upload it with a book cover onto Amazon.
Free.
Free.
My. Now, listen, everyone. That doesn't mean that you know how to do it tonight, okay?
Right.
That's why Shael is here, and we're going to make sure you have her contact information because she is the official expert on this,
yeah.
And she can kind of guide you through that process. So just you know, remember that you know, it sounds, I mean, I'm jumping out of my seat thinking, okay, I can do this, but the fact of the matter is we just want to take our time and do it, you know, do it right. But
yeah,
that's very interesting.
Yeah, because there are techniques
mm-hmm.
and everything to be able to do that. I mean, you can do it and, you know, you can't do it and expect to make a whole lot of money just by doing it.
Right.
So there's technique.
There's
so.
So Amazon will, so I can go to Amazon, I go to Amazon.com, find the book, pay Amazon, and download it.
Yes.
Okay. And so, oh, that's, so since it's an e-book, there's no storage. You don't have to put it on a shelf or anything like that.
Right.
Now, I'm telling you, the internet has really changed
and
a lot.
And there's another part, if you want your books to be paperback, you do it through CreateSpace, and they put it up on Amazon. So it gives Amazon two ways to market your book, because Amazon does the marketing. So
when you say they do the marketing, how? What do they do?
They, because you put the book up, or, you know, I would have to do a session on how to put it up there and all of that. But when they, when you upload the book, then they, you put, you choose a category, but they kind of categorize it, and it depending on how many reviews you get, how many buys you get, is how many, how they'll rank it.
Ah, so interesting.
Yeah, so,
so
they, they do the marketing for you. So once you upload it, that's the hardest part.
Okay.
And then everything else, you just, you know, sit back and...
Very nice. Now, is that the same as something called Goodreads? I read that's another organization.
Goodreads is another platform, mostly like free books where people can go up on Goodreads and read them for free. Kindle, Amazon has a free thing called Kindle Unlimited. And so basically how you get paid on Amazon for free books is how many pages people read. So when you start talking about marketing your book, Goodreads is another place, and then Facebook is a big place to market your book, because there are a lot of groups, Amazon, Kindle books, free books, all kind of, you know, groups on Facebook where you can market your book.
Oh my gosh, excellent.
You market your book through your website and have, you know, you create events where you'll be giving out the book, you know, where you'll be selling the books at the back of the room and stuff
like that. Right, of course. I mean, that's what, I see it all the time.
Right,
I mean, it's
right.
a good way to do it. Get your name out there,
right? It's a good way to do it, yes.
So what about as you're writing the book, because I know the book that I'm writing, it's a more, it's probably more technical writing. I write it as a part of my dissertation topic, but I know many times I have like writer's block where I start and I'm thinking, well, I just don't have anything else to put on this paper today, right? And I'll just put it down. And then maybe a couple of days before I pick it up. So, I mean, you seem to have kind of mastered or come up with ways to kind of advance past that whole idea of writer's block. Mm-hmm. So tell us about your experience with writer's block. And if you have any tips to offer us to how to get through that.
Okay, so I wrote an e-book, and it's called Writing Your First Book, The Ultimate Beginner's Guide.
Mm.
And it gives you step-by-step instructions on what to do. And in that, I wrote something called 7 Steps to Writing a Book Made Easy. And one of those steps is to, I remember at a session that you taught on See It Through Saturdays, and you talked about mind mapping, where you can do the same thing with a book.
Absolutely.
You just take some time and you pour all of your ideas, all your thoughts, and you just pour it out on paper. The best way to write is to not think about what you have to write. Just start pouring stuff out. And just don't worry about, because how we get writer's block and how we get stuck is we start to try to edit it. We try to make it perfect. We try to do all of that stuff.
That sounds like Sandy Williams. Really does. Sounds just like me. Okay.
So if you can just write from your passion, you know, whatever you're passionate about, whatever your message is about, if you're writing it for a business, then whatever your product or service that you're trying to provide, pour all of your thoughts. Just dump everything. Just do a mind dump and just dump everything and don't worry about trying to fix it all until the next time. You know, when it's time to start editing, when it's time to start formatting it and outlining it. But when you first, you know, start to sit down, don't get caught up in trying to make it perfect, because then you'll get stuck. The other thing is that if you gotta commit, like say for if you say I'm gonna do an hour a day, I'm gonna write an hour a day, you gotta make a commitment that you're not gonna do anything but write for that hour. because how writer's block come is that when you're trying to focus on the book, then your mind is so full of other stuff that you can't really concentrate on what you need to write.
I just know that that's very true. Because I'll write something, and then I'll say, you know, I just need to edit this. Mm-hmm. And then I'll go back, and I'll start editing, and I'll say, you know what? No, let me get to this source.
That's something how you get going stuck. On here.
Right. Right. And you're right. That's how I get stuck. And I'm stuck on two sentences, like, well, no, I don't like the way that sounds. Let me think about this a minute. And so you are absolutely right. That is just outstanding advice. Just outstanding advice. So just tell me a little bit about what you have learned from the experience, because in everything we do, there's always an insight or a lesson learned. So what have you learned? What are some of the lessons that you learned from writing books?
I guess the lessons that I learned was to be more focused, like I was just talking about, is to be more focused about what it is that I want to write about, stay committed, and then, personalize it.
Mm-hmm.
To where, you know, writing is just like writing a note to a friend. If you can think from that perspective, then you can.
I love that.
Because your audience, because you're trying to reach an audience. So you write your book according to whom you're trying to reach. Like when I wrote this ebook, for beginners. And so I talk to them like I'm talking to you,
So
writing a book is almost like talking to a friend or talking to a customer or something like that.
Oh,
so
I've
learned how to do that better.
Oh, wow. That's just a powerful insight. Like you're having a conversation
like
with
you're
them.
Having
like
a
someone
conversation.
Is actually sitting there listening as you're pouring out whatever's in your heart. Oh, my gosh. That's just a powerful insight.
And if you're writing something that's spiritual, like Trial by Fire, then you're basically having a conversation with someone where God is speaking through you to that person.
So tell us then, Shael, about this, the new book that you have that would help all of us out there who are just, you know, have all these books in our heart and thoughts about writing books. You know, tell us about the new ebook that you have about for beginners.
Well, like I said, it's a step-by-step guide. It tells you everything about ISBN numbers, how the books are categorized. It tells you about copywriting. Mm-hmm. It just lists all the different steps. It talks about the editing and the different types of editing. Now, I gave that information for, you know, so that people can have the information in case they want to do it the traditional way. But but if you start getting into ebooks and Amazon and stuff like that, you really don't have to have an ISBN number unless you want one.
Okay.
You really don't have to. The greatest thing is called outsourcing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you don't want to do your own book covers,
mm-hmm.
you would outsource it
to let someone else do it. Makes sense.
Same thing with editing. If you don't want to do your own editing,
right?
And I do a lot of my own editing.
Mm-hmm.
My second book, it's called The Hot Oven Journals. It's mm-hmm. a devotional. I had someone else to edit that one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you would outsource, you know, those things. You can even outsource a ghostwriter.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mm-hmm. have your outline, you have everything that you want to write, and then you have someone else to write it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay. All right. So tell us, where can we get the book from? It's available now, right?
Yes.
So where can we get the book from?
Okay. You can go to my website. My website is shaelrory.com. That's shaelrory.com, and subscribe. Just leave your email so that I can send you the information. And if you want a copy, an autographed copy, you would mm-hmm. just let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Trial by Fire, but you'll see all of my books will be up there on the website. So that's Shael Rory, mm-hmm. shaelrory.com.
Okay, and they can go there to subscribe by email, and then you would automatically send them the information
yeah.
as to how to go ahead and purchase the book.
Right.
So also now, Shiel, do you host any in-person or online webinars that we can plug our group in? Because we're certainly, as an organization, we are absolutely going to schedule a webinar no later than the first week of February. To kind of, I think we would probably like to have it in person. So all you in the local area, just kind of be on the lookout for it through our newsletter or on the website. But we're absolutely going to host something in person. And then hopefully, you know, depending on Shiel's schedule, that we can also host something online.
Okay, that'll be fine. And we also want to host some workshops as well. In those workshops, you know, I'll go into more depth about Amazon and, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
In the book, I have a little bonus where it's, 10 things about Amazon, you know, in case somebody wants to, you know, wants that information. So, being on, subscribing to the email list will also give you the opportunity to get, you know, first pick at new releases also, more information and tips.
Excellent.
And they can go to, and when they subscribe to the email, then they'll be a part of my private Facebook group as well, where I give tips there too.
Excellent. My, thank you so much. I mean, the information is just so powerful. So again, don't forget that Shiel Rory, it's S-H-E-Y-E-L, Rory, R-O-R-I-E.com, right? That's S-H-E as in egg, Y as in U, E as in egg, L as in laughter. Rory, run, onion, right? Run, Indian and egg, ShielRory.com. So you can, you know, get the up-to-date information on the on her latest book that will help you as a beginner begin to get started on writing your book, and also look out for some information we're going to host with respect to Shiel. So Shiel, thank you so much for joining us this evening. You know, just so honored and blessed to have you for a friend and colleague and a sister in the Lord. And we wish you just outstanding success with your book.
Thank you. I'm very honored to be here, to be a part of, you know, this movement.
Yes, it's a movement.
And to note that I am over 50, and I didn't publish my book, my first book, until I was 53.
Wow. Thank you so much. So as always, we want to just, you know, extend to you and decree and declare a blessing upon you. So with that being said, we want to decree and declare the blessings of the Lord God upon you. That what you heard today will just be a seed that just burst forth. And that you will go out and you will live your passion. If you have a book in your heart, that book will come to birth this month, this day, that you will see that vision so clearly, that you will take all the tips that you heard today and you will use them to God's glory and to His honor. And we wish you much success. So we declare blessings on you. We decree prosperity on you. We declare bestsellers, right? Top on the Amazon list for you, my sister, today. We'll see you and talk with you next Tuesday evening.